Rock Solid Families wants to thank Maxwell Construction for sponsoring the Rock Solid Families podcast. For over 30 years, Maxwell Construction has been a leader in turning dreams into realities, building schools, banks, restaurants, and many other commercial and public facilities. Maxwell Construction has made it their priority to not just build buildings, but to build into their community. So if you have any construction needs, call them at 812-537-2200. Rock Solid Families wants to thank Casey's Outdoor Solutions for sponsoring the Rock Solid Families podcast. Casey's has grown to be one of the largest and most unique garden centers and gift shops in the Cincinnati tri-state area. Whether you are looking to take on that next landscape project or simply add a little home decor to your house, Casey's has you covered. Located at 21481 State Line Road, Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Call them today at 812-537-3800. Let Casey's help you add beauty to your home. Welcome to Rock Solid Families Podcast. This is Merle Hutchinson alongside of Linda Hutchinson. And if you're watching, you see there's, did you say monkey in the middle earlier? That is so wrong. And we have a new, not even guest, we can't even say guest. We would like to welcome Jenna Helton to Rock Solid Families. Jenna, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Yeah, good. She's really good. Thrilled because not only is she just getting hired, but then she's thrown into the mix of
I have to do, I have to do what? I have to do what?
Yeah, like
what?
Day one. You're on the podcast. So I'm like, all right, let's do it.
So you were up all night rehearsing. Right?
No, on the way here. Oh, really? Kind of thinking. Yeah.
So we have invited Jenna to be, well, first off, part of Rock Solid Families. And specifically, Jenna is coming in to help us with some of our admin type work and some of our marketing work, kind of a combination there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was a little bit of baptism by fire. We had our banquet. As we record this, we had our banquet the night before, which you two ladies did an absolute amazing job. I did what men do. Tell me where to be and I show up because us guys just don't understand any of that stuff. You guys did a fantastic job. But, Jenna, you got a chance to see a little bit of Rock Solid Families, but you got to see all of the people behind Rock Solid Families. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But we just want to welcome you and bring you on board.
Thank you.
So thanks for all you did last night with the banquet.
Of course.
And moving forward.
So Jenna, we know a little bit more about your story, but for those that are listening, tell us a little bit about Jenna Helton.
Yeah, so I am kind of like Merrill. I was born and raised on the west side of Cincinnati. West side, best side.
Can't beat it. Can't beat it.
Went to Oak Hills High School. Then after high school, went to UC where I studied communication and public relations. Me and my husband and my son, we moved out here about 3 years ago. So we've loved it out here ever since. Just the community, our church, our neighbors, everything.
So now you're a bright, you're an Indiana Hoosier now.
Yes, now we're Hoosiers.
It takes about 20 years to be fully indoctrinated.
So Jenna, tell us a little bit after college, what kind of career field were you in?
So right after college, I originally went into the events industry. So I was coordinating trade shows for all sorts of different clients from different industries. And then after that, a big jump from events to food and beverage. So I was on a marketing team for a local organization, local food and beverage chain. And then after that, I went to aviation. So I've kind of, I have a good dynamic background.
So wait. I don't know. I knew about, are you a pilot or what do you mean?
No. Aviation? So I worked for an organization that was in the aviation industry.
Oh, okay. So you weren't flying planes.
Yeah, so I was on the, okay, no,
man,
no.
We really have somebody special here.
No, that would be cool. But
private jet,
no.
You pull up. Yeah.
So Jenna, tell us a little bit about why you left the corporate world.
Yeah.
Into the nonprofit where you can get really rich.
Yeah. There are a lot of reasons, but I think at the core of it is just being able to have a job with a purpose and being able to serve and help people versus serving a person. So that's been kind of at the core of the jump.
Yeah, I like the idea there. You talk about sometimes when we work for a private company or an individual, we feel like it's about that company, right?
Yeah.
And we at Rock Solid Families, it's like, well, our company
is the people.
Are the people, right?
Yeah.
So if at the end of the day, we're not serving the people well, then we're not going to be around long. So,
And
that boss is God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so at my previous job, I actually had a whiteboard in my cubicle, and on the whiteboard, I wrote down Colossians 3:23 to work, you know, everything you do, to do it with your heart, for as if you're working for the Lord and not a human master. And in that corporate world, it's so hard to see what your godly purpose is in a corporate role. So being able to step into this role and make a difference, you know, in my local community at that, has been a blessing so far.
Well, so we contracted you to help with our banquet, which, you know, being in event planning in your background was just your sweet spot. And so I know my husband thanks you because I did not lose my ever-loving mind.
Yeah.
And it was just so great to have you just have another set of eyes and just really you on purpose of just doing what you do best. So I want to thank you for just an amazing night that just went off. And I was just praising God this morning of just his blessing and, you know, for everything from technical issues to printing issues to registration issues, all those things that just worked out so well. Mm-hmm. We want to shift a little bit to the banquet. And really, hun, tell us a little bit of what you were hoping to accomplish last night for those who may be starting to subscribe. Maybe they're getting our podcast for the very first time because they were at the event last week. So tell us a little bit about what you were hoping to accomplish.
Well, those of you who have watched and followed Rock Solid Families started in 2018. And I mean, literally was a grassroots effort. It came from nothing. And Linda and I do not take the credit for that because it was actually another man's idea that planted that the dream, so to speak. But Linda and I had no clue on really like, well, where do you start? You know, we both knew how to coach and counsel people. That was kind of our training and career. But then actually, how do you turn it into something that's bigger and it's going to be more than you and still serve and do the job? And so that was the start of the mission. And at Rock Solid, literally just started with one client at a time. But I want to give a shout out to our community. Because this community that we live in, every community has their issues, right? But this community that we live in, it ought to be a bit of a spotlight for a lot of communities because people just rallied around. They said, you know what, we see what happens bad in a lot of places. We want whatever is good. And so people rallied around Rock Solid Families. And with that, we've been growing, and you'll hear us say we have sponsors on our shows and stuff like that. And we do that because a lot of people will say, I don't know how you guys do what you do. It's like, well, we know how to do what we do, but we don't know how to do other things like make money and you know,
market.
And market and stuff like
that.
Which
is why we hired Jenna.
Yeah, and so, you know, there are many parts to the body. And so last night at our banquet, was one of its purposes was to see all the parts of the body.
Yeah.
And we had there last night, hon, we should probably count them, the number of nonprofits, the number of churches, the number of school people, the judges, the politicians. Like, there were so many people there with the idea of saying, we want something better in our community. And so last night, our goal originally was, I hope people show up, right? Because you never know on your first banquet. And Linda, thanks to you and Jenna, you just started beating the drum on that and getting people, that new people, to invite people. And so anyway, we would call that first banquet a total success. And really, if nothing else, that everybody sat in that room and they looked around and said, there was an excitement in the room, and it was like, wow, this is a great community. So that's that was a big takeaway.
How about for you, Jenna? What was your impressions of last night? Like, what was your takeaways or your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm happy you asked, because, you know, coming into this organization fresh, you know, a fresh start, you jumped in with the banquet. It was really neat to see how many, like, partners from this community stand behind Rock Solid and, you know, how you have been working with them for years, and you know, whether it's whether it's licensed therapy or the Eve Center or the Pregnancy Center, all those places, just to see how the community cohesively works together to support each other's missions is really great.
Yeah. We actually had a synergy table, which is our before school Bible study for our middle school. But the synergy in that room last night was what I just loved. And, hon, you said it, as well as Judge Negengard when he spoke, that, you know, we can't sit there with our sit on our hands and wait for the government to do something or the schools to do something. We can't blame the churches or the educators. It starts in the home. Right? It starts with the family. And I think that was the message last night. The theme was rise up. This matter is in your hands. And we really were trying to challenge every individual, every family and home that was there last night. Like, we have responsibility, right? And I love Psalm 127, which we put on the bottom of the plaque of some of our key sponsors last night. And it says that, you know, unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers build in vain. And unless the Lord guards, watches over the city, the guards labor in vain. And so it literally reminds us, like, we can't do this without him.
Right.
And that's why we say we do faith-based coaching, not licensed therapy, because we want the Lord and his word to be at the center of everything we do.
Well, hon, let me ask you, what was your takeaway from last night? We stole some thunder already, I'm sure.
No, like I said, it was the synergy. It was the energy. And after we were done, the amount of people, probably half the people stayed, stayed and just talked and connected and fellowshipped and was like, wow, they want to be here.
I am so guilty, because I've done a share of banquets. And as soon as we get released, I'm one of the guys who's like racing to the car. It's time to get out of here. I've been here. And you're right, hon. I mean, people hung out and probably longer than the retreat center wanted us to hang out, right? They're like, come on, people, move, move. But it was good.
It was nice to see people from a lot of different organizations helping clean up too. I mean, you know, just helping.
Yeah, for sure. And so maybe that's one of you that are listening out there. Maybe you were there. Maybe you are one of our partners. Maybe you are a nonprofit agency or an educator. You know, we need you. We need to partner with you. This is not something that, as you said, hon, we can do alone. God doesn't want us to do it alone. And you know, you gave me some credit last night, hon, but honestly, that's a fault of mine, that I try to do it on my own power. And I believe that God wants to have a clear message here, is that he's never intended us to be Lone Rangers. He didn't intend us to do it on our own, that we've got to partner together. He wants that synergy. He wants that unity. And so I don't know why you're listening today or who you are or what kind of influence you have, but please, please don't try to go about life alone. Don't try to do God's work alone. I think that's the biggest thing of last night, was that we, like you said, partner together. And we have so many people that have supported what we do for years and years.
Well, you know, I mentioned this last night talking, and We hear all the time that, you know, you hear somebody struggling in life and you hear somebody respond with, well, I'll pray for you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Christ said, you know, when I leave, you will do greater things than I. Mm. And I really think that is in reference that you're not going to go do magical, mysterious things. Mm-hmm. It's that you're going to continue to go out and answer these prayers. You're going to do this work. Yep. You're going to be the hands and feet. And it's like we keep praying, which we should continue to pray. We want the Spirit to be blessing everything that we do. But at the end of the day, sitting and praying is Jesus like, get up and walk.
Yeah.
Get up and walk. Grab your mat and walk. And so for any of you that are listening that did not attend, you know, get out, go get involved. You know, if you're like me, you're going to do slow to do it, like non-committal, but you got to find something that you can latch into and say, you know, this is where I could be hands and feet. This is where I could help answering some prayers, whether it's with your money, with your talents, your resources, like these are all of the parts of the body. And that's what last night showed.
Yeah,
for sure.
Our theme last night was Rise Up. And it came out of Ezra chapter 10 and verse 4. And, you know, Ezra was a priest and a scribe in the Old Testament who was grieving over how far God's people had strayed from his ways. And we do. We grieve. We grieve at what families, you know, Judge Negengard last night, who is the circuit court judge that oversees all of the, you know, protective services and chins cases and, you know, divorce cases. Like, he sees all of this brokenness. Mm-hmm. And he gave a state of affairs last night, which was really hard to hear. Mm. But I'm telling you, it cut people to the heart. Like, there were people that, mostly women, I will say, that came up to me afterwards in tears saying, we've got to do something. Like, I'm going to be calling you. Like, I know that God brought me here tonight to hear this for a reason. And so one of the things that Judge Negengard kind of challenged us with was to get involved in the local court system through being a child advocate. You know, CASA is the court-appointed, I forget
what. Citizens Against Substance Abuse.
No, that's the wrong CASA. These are the kind of the court-appointed advocates that are kind of interfacing with families and the courts, and we are like 100 under what we need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so one of the reach outs was Judge was saying, we need faith-based support. We need men and women, believers in Christ, who are willing to interface, who are willing to come alongside and be the voice for these children.
Yeah.
So that's one way that you can follow up and get involved, because that just shows that, hey, I want to make a difference in our community.
Yeah.
The thing that strikes me too is, you know, you could say that you were without faith or you were agnostic or whatever, but yet you still have a good heart and you still want to help. The thing that brought all of us together last night was not rock solid, but it was the work of Christ. And so it is this synergy of Christ that unifies us to say, well, what would it look like to create a counseling center, a hospital, an agency of sort. It's like, well, Christ was the model. And so for that reason alone, it's like, you know, that agnostic or even atheistic view is so short-lived. There's nothing to tie to.
Yeah,
it's like, well, whatever somebody thinks is a good idea. And the good idea is the way Christ did things.
So Jenna, you know, you're going to be behind the scenes a lot.
Yes.
And
maybe, you know, out in front. You better be careful.
But what would be some final thoughts or, you know, a challenge to people that are listening, you know, from the marketing side or the admin side of what you saw last night and what rock solid? Again, you're just hitting the ground running, I know. But any final thoughts, since, you know, you probably won't be on a regular basis?
I would just say, first I want to thank you both for this opportunity. I feel like it was definitely God's timing. I had posted on Facebook that I was looking for a job, listed my background, and Linda was like, hey, we need all of this.
And a bag of chips, man, all of those things.
I just want to thank you guys for the opportunity. You know, I've been contracting for a few weeks, and it's just been a really big blessing. But
well, I will just tell you, you have already been a blessing, and you know, we have been looking for admin work for, you know, two years.
Since the beginning.
But knowing that we needed that, and honestly, on paper, our board was even like, that's a lot for one person.
Yeah.
But, you know, I sent you that job description and I said, what do you think? And you're like, doesn't scare me. None of it does. And I'm like, oh, yay! Yeah. So I'm so thankful for you saying yes. And, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited about what God's going to do. And things like that. So, hon, any final words for you and the challenge of rising up?
Or? Well, we do. So rising up, right? And one of the things that we do want to do is we want to thank our sponsors, right? Our sponsors who are, they are people who said, I don't know quite what you do because I couldn't do that, but here's how I can help. And so in particular, we celebrated last night, our longest running sponsor, Maxwell Construction Company, right? And you know, the thing about that is you have to remember, we actually say that we will advertise for them. They do commercial work. And we know that they literally say, we don't worry about the advertisement thing. We just want to be behind something, and here's a way that we can do it. So Maxwell Construction, Casey's Outdoor Solutions, another one. We celebrated Casey last night because he actually is all in on all the shows. And he said, like, I don't know what you guys, you know, like what you need, but here, I'm all in, whatever you guys need, because I like what you do. And so we celebrated those guys. And then, honey, we just have to mention Tony Schroeder, because Tony Schroeder, we also, Tony Schroeder is a gentleman in our area who really was kind of the founding dreamers of what we have in Rock Solid. And now he is behind us again with support through the Hoosier Ice House. And so these are all guys who are great business guys who said, I don't know how to do what you do, but I know how to generate money and a following, so let me help. And so we want to thank those guys, and that's just another way that you are a part of that body. We also want to just thank all of our other sponsors. Hun, we had, how many sponsors of tables did we have last
night? We had 27 sponsored tables before we ever went live.
A sponsored table was just somebody who believed enough to say, we'll put some butts in the chairs for you.
Actually, all 40 of our tables were sponsored.
They were,
But, you know, we started before we ever even really advertised to the public. 27 partners just said, we'll get a table. We'll take a table.
So we want to thank all you guys. We want to thank you for listening. You know, when you hear our shows, maybe the topic strikes you. Maybe it doesn't. But if it doesn't strike you, is there somebody that it does strike? Is somebody that you go, you know what? I know someone who's dealing with that. Share the show. Listen, this is not about the Merle and Linda show at all. Like,
it's a Merlin and Jenna show.
This is really about, well, what do we need to do? And hon, you said something great last night. If we don't know how to get it covered, we will find somebody to help you. And so as much as anything, we become a great resource, to whether it's food or clothing or a car or whatever, to help.
Addiction recovery, domestic violence. I mean, anything. We've got those connections, and that's what we celebrated last night. It's just those connections.
So if you need to get a hold of us, you can go to our website. It's rocksolidfamilies.org. You can call the office at 812-576-7625. That's ROCK if you need a memory device. And so I think that's about all we have. So
you thank you, Jenna, so much. You did keep my sanity, and I think it just was a great night.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys. It was a lot of fun. It was a good way to jump into everything.
Well, thank you again for listening to the Rock Solid Families podcast, building a stronger community, one family at a time. Make it a great day. Rock Solid Families would like to thank Hoosier Ice House for being a proud sponsor of the Rock Solid Families podcast. In the heart of historic Lawrenceburg, Indiana, the Ice House is at the corner of Vine and High Streets. The historic building evokes a feeling of comfort with spacious indoor and outdoor dining, a large bar, and comfortable dining areas. Large enough to host parties, yet intimate enough to feel like your favorite neighborhood restaurant. So thank you again for the Hoosier Ice House for sponsoring the Rock Solid Families podcast.